Let it begin.
3, 2, 1, 0!
Alright. Oh yeah.
That's right.
Killer.
What's going on, Dr. John?
Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground
Zero!
Right. A skid or two with a real-time review.
Dispatch.
Dispatch Madness.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
RT Deathmatch Madness!
And the Ripper!
Well, as everybody knows, we're only going to be doing one thing this week, guys.
Killing the Ripper.
That's right.
For the voodoo.
The finals for the death matches. To determine the winner of the voodoo 2 card. So,
stay
tuned for the finals.
Death match.
Coming up.
Giveaway.
Death match madness.
Voodoo 2 for you.
For the DRT.
And don't forget it.
Yeah. So. We out here
at Kikaski.
Stay tuned. And we might just squeeze in a real-time review of Grand Prix Legends.
For the next edition of... RT kills the Doc and the Ripper.
Ha-ha. Woo! Dog's up by two.
Funky, funky Ripper.
I'm gonna kill that Ripper.
Well, it's the can't dog. Make the scene a glitchy screen.
I wanna kick some ass.
PC this fast.
Yeah.
It don't.
Welcome everybody to our real-time review of Grand Prix Legends. And because none of us know anything about these kinds of games, we thought we'd bring in an expert. So we've got Zodiac here to tell us all about how real this game is and whether it's authentic or not, and whether when I slam into a wall like that and spin around 4 times, that's realistic. How you doing, Zodiac?
Hey there, Doc. I'm doing just great. And, yeah, it's quite a spin you just had there.
Well, but, what do you think about this game?
Well, Sierra, or
Sierra
or
Sports and Papyrus.
Exactly.
Teamed up to release this game, and it's quite a while, wasn't it? How long did it take them to put this one together?
Well, from when I first started hearing about it till the copy I'm holding in my hands right now, about 3 years.
Whoa, I'm upside down.
And that's, I guess, they had problems with this newfangled, super cool geometry engine they were working on to implicate the cars.
It's amazing.
I mean, the
physics are incredible. Ooh, look at me. I just flipped upside down there again.
But being a fan of Grand Prix racing and the European tracks and, of course, the nostalgia and the old tracks, that this represents the 1967 race era, which is, I think, a first that they've gone actually and done on an older track, series of tracks.
Well, what track are we racing here, actually?
This is actually the Nürburgring, the Grand Prix of Germany. However, in this guise of the race, it's a 14-mile circuit, 14 miles of twisting backwoods roads through the Ardennes forest in Germany.
And, I never got that far. I just saw the cows in the beginning.
Yeah. And this was a race that Jackie Stewart actually did very, very well on in real life. I think he won one race around this time. By 4 laps in horrible conditions, I understand.
Look at this one, Zodiac. Lives. I'm going off the corner here. Watch this. I'm flying. This is a great replay. You get replays of your disasters.
Doc has launched his car completely upside down and into a fence in glorious Grand Prix racing fashion, which reminds me of the movie Grand Prix with James Garner. I don't know if you guys remember that movie.
Way back.
James Garner,
he's dating himself, folks.
James Garner and Yves Montand. Yves Montand. I think I'm saying that right. Is that right, Doc? Yves Montand?
Gesundheit.
Exactly. Anyway, the movie had some really corny love scenes, but it had some great shots where they actually put cameras on the cars of drivers.
They've never done that before, have they?
Bob Bondurant and Graham Hill and some great, great racing drivers who unfortunately are not any longer with us. This movie was done
in 1966.
They're dead too, aren't they? Yes, that's correct. Dr. John Winsurprise there.
I flipped over on that same spot for the third time now.
And
I rate this game impossible. Zodiac, I rate this game impossible.
I love the game. I think the graphics are great.
Yeah, but you're driving as slow as my grandma over there. Come on.
Hey, I'm out for a Sunday drive.
Oh.
I'm out for a Sunday drive.
This is disastrous.
You know, some people can't take the realism.
All right, well, I'm pulling out of the pits for the third time, and I swear, I can almost smell the burnt rubber as I take off.
Let me tell you one thing. Dr. John has a point. If you're in a 14-mile track, you could spend the better part of...
The day.
If you don't go fast, getting around that track already. For the first lap. But boy, I tell you, there's an old version of Spa on here where it goes through the town, and there's the dreaded Mastic Kink, which is flat out between two rows of buildings.
I got a Mastic Kink in my back just from doing this.
It's breathtaking, let me tell you. It is hairy chested. It'll put hair on your tongue.
What do you like most about this game there, Zodiac? I mean, is it the realism of the locations? I mean, where is my brake? I cannot brake this damn thing. No matter how many times I start...
You've got to realize that these cars are not like the cars of today. It's with the carbon fiber brakes, where the...
Well, I'm used to F1 racing sim by Ubisoft. Now, this is crazy. This is like driving around in some kind of, like... rocketing projectile with no control.
That's exactly what it's trying to represent.
I don't want to be in a rocketing projectile. I want to be in a hovercraft, invincible with unlimited ammo.
Well, you see, you're not a racing fanatic like
that
me.
Is that what that is? Well, that's why you're here, Zodiac. Because I hate this crap.
Well, let's not pull your punches now. Dr. John, come on, tell me how you really feel.
No, I'm kidding. I'm actually having fun.
I mean, here
I am.
But
this is nutty. This is
nutty.
This is on novice. This is not on intermediate. This is not on advanced.
Yes, well, you work your way up.
This is not on lily-livered milk toast. This is on the absolute lowest level you can possibly set it, and you careen wildly at 35 miles per hour.
I don't agree.
Careening! Careening! My grandmother drives better than this!
I don't agree.
Gadzooks!
I think it's a great game. I think I have a lot to learn about it.
A lot to learn? Like, why did I spend so much money on it? Ah, I'm spinning around again!
I got it very inextensively, thank you.
I'm upside down and backwards.
But I could have gotten it cheaper.
How do you put these things in reverse?
This is nice.
I'm going crazy.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack's gonna get his little ass kicked.
Welcome to our final round of deathmatch for Quake 2. And this time, just to throw a monkey wrench into it, we're not doing the Reckoning. We're back to the original.
The original Quake 2. That's right, Dr. John. Whoa, what are we doing now? See, we're fighting for the same room. No, he's got the super weapon.
Run away.
I'm running to the next best weapon. So Dr. John and I knew where the superior weapon was.
We certainly did.
And it was a battle. It was a mad dash
for the minigun. Oh, there he is! Run away! Got him!
I got some good licks.
He sure did. I'm hurting. Doc, pretty low on health. And when you get low on health, folks, take a defensive position. Don't stand out there like an idiot getting shot. You gotta find some health packs.
There's those of us who just don't care, Dr. John.
You gotta care! Oh, he got me!
Woo! Sometimes you just...
Well, when you know the guy's low on health, go for it, folks. If he's taking a beating, it's time to go in for the kill.
Shotgun blast to the head.
That's right. Just listen to the doc. When you, after a good whooping like that, I'm low on health. It was worth killing the doc.
Now it's coming back to me.
Woo! Got me! Even
That's
though
right.
I snuck up behind him.
Woo! Got him again.
Damn it.
Health packs. All right.
Now the madness has now got madness an edge in this game for sure.
All right.
Madness is going to win.
Now that we've found the weapons.
Madness is going to win this one, folks.
Madness, I don't know. The doc's pretty tricky.
Doc's only got two.
I could lob some grenades in there, come firing in, get off a good shot, duck, roll.
Duck, roll.
Anticipate where I'm at.
I love those duck rolls at Chinese restaurants.
Ah.
Where, oh, where did my friend the doc go?
Right here.
Oh! Oh,
I waited for
his
ammo to run out, folks, right, and then right, I chased him down like a dog.
All right, so he hid
good
is what he's saying.
Doctor.
What he's saying is he ducked like a coward.
Well, right, I waited, I ducked while you were using up all your ammo.
What's your score, Doc?
I got four.
He's got four. What's your score, Rip?
I got three there.
Doc's taking the lead.
I'm in the room. I couldn't get away.
He got me with the double barrel shotgun.
All right. Comes in handy.
What's the score?
Four. The Madness has got four. The Doc's got four, unless he just took out the Ripper.
Not yet. He's working on it.
Five to four to three.
The Doc wins.
No. Unbelievable.
I had it so firmly in my grasp.
Oh, that's...
Feel it.
Well, that was a good game, guys. That's one of the more exciting death matches because it's a more confined area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some decent weapons, and it forces you guys to battle over small rooms. So believe me, there's killer action.
The winner of the first round is the Doc. Now, on to the second round.
Oh, a wise guy, hey?
You seem to have lost all reckoning.
This Brit's got some grit.
You know. Look out for the tank there, mate.
Listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take out the Norton Utilities Integrator first.
Welcome, everybody, to our final death match.
Madness of
Sin. The demo.
Woo!
The Doc versus
the Madness.
All right, he's trying to get up on that crane. Whoa, no, that's a long fall.
Uh-oh. Doc's running to get armor and weapon. He's finally got a decent weapon.
Oh, no. Oh, got him with the shotgun.
The Doc is dead. The Doc is dead.
The Doc is ding-dong. The Doc is dead. 50 bullets in his head.
That's right.
Oh, no.
But somebody else is dead. I think it's the Madness.
The Madness. Madness took one to the head.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Someone's trying to shoot my temple off. Just up above here trying to get some cheap kills.
Oh, someone got him.
I don't know who. Doc's got two.
Wasn't me. Wasn't the Madness.
Ripper's got two.
I got one.
This is a tight race, guys.
If I see any of yous, I'll kill you.
Where are you guys?
Oh, no. I'm not where I want to be.
Uh-oh. Look out.
All right. Let's do some damage now, guys. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Three for the Doc.
I don't understand that one, Doc.
I think you hurt yourself with that local missile blast.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought I got you a couple times there.
Whoa! Missiles incoming! La 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 la, the Doc is running away. Run away, run away, Ray, way.
Get him up there. Come on, up the ladder!
Woo! Look at that, my body's hanging.
You thought you could get away. Well, let's just pick up this little health pack there and get back up over 100%.
It's tough out here.
Ha ha. Woo! Who's that firing at me?
Ooh, it's nasty out here.
That's right, Doc.
This place is almost worse than New York City.
Oh, no, that's not a good place to fall.
He's shooting me, I'm going to die today.
Get the helmet.
The Doc's down to two. I don't know how that happened, but that's where he is.
The Madness.
I think the Ripper's winning this game, guys.
No!
Run away.
All right. Goodbye.
He's goodbye. Out of there. It's Mr.
A rocket launcher against...
Oh, no! You backbiter, hey? You're shooting at my dead corpses. So...
No, 4-3-0. The Ripper wins!
No.
Ripper! It was a fix! I was framed.
To come from behind.
I was frazzled.
If you know what I mean.
I was fruitless. I was fortified.
Baby.
I was mortified. The mortified the merrier.
For our deathmatch madness.
Madness.
Let's recap so far. Doc won the finals of the Quake 2 deathmatch. And Ripper won the finals of the Sin City Demo deathmatch. And since the Unreal Deathmatch turned out to be very boring, I'll just tell you who won. The winner of the final deathmatch was Ripper. So the answer to the question, who won the final deathmatches, was... Doc won Quake 2, and Ripper won both the Unreal and Sin Demo deathmatches. So stay tuned for the announcement of the winner of the Voodoo 2 giveaway contest!
Four unlikely half-frozen souls form a clot in the rolls of war. A bodily line has determined that the German infantry is closing in on lightly defended Allied positions on the outskirts of Moscow. November 4th, 1492. The most frigid winter the region has experienced in decades. We meet Private Vinnie Barbarelli, U.S. Infantry, Private Jacques Lejac of the French Resistance, Colonel Vladimir Pushnicki of the infamous Russian 4th Armory Brigade, and Corporal Charles Montgomery of Her Majesty's Royal Medic Corps. Darkness is about to fall, as enemy gunfire sends each of them running for cover, where they find themselves face to face with Ground Zero.
Amiziana, who are you?
I'm Vinny, from the Bronx. Who the hell are you?
Call me Vlad, comrade.
Ah, Vlad to meet you there, Rusky.
Pardon, messieurs. This foxhole is occupied. May I introduce myself? I am Jacques, le Jacques of la French Resistance. We are... Qu'est-ce que c'est deep in le doudou, no?
No, I don't know about doudou there, Frenchie, but I thought I smelled some crap Suzette when I jumped in the ditch.
No, no, monsieur, it is pronounced crepe. Would you like some? It is almost fini.
I don't know there, Frenchie. I may not have eaten for days, but it still smells like crap to me.
Fools! This is war. What is the plan? I tell you, we get going. We are taking shortcut to control panel. On right flank of left flank.
Well, I say, hey, Frenchie, I think Vladdy's got a touch of the foxhole fever there. For Christ's sakes there, Russian, quit your stalling. Lending me your ear. We gotta get out of here.
We Vinny.
Thanks.
Hey!
No thanks. Get down, you stupid Rusky.
Look out, comrades. Panzer division is close. Emergency. Everybody to get from streets. We must get away from the big boom.
Everybody's in the field of foxholes, for God's sakes.
No time for relaxing, Jack. Hurry, get your leg back in the hole.
Come on.
Eh, sacré bleu! Ah!
It's no good. Frenchie's leg has been cursed by Panzer. Hey, this means he gets free ticket from Leningrad. Why did I have to get that? Get the Panzer.
I saved the damn Rusky's life. What do I get? Complaints. That's Lenin gratitude for you.
Quick, you get leg. I get Frenchie. We go now.
Get there.
That's a leg? That looks more like a nice, rare porterhouse steak to me.
Make no mistake! That is no steak! Why you look at it like that, mon ami?
Sorry there, Frenchie. You obviously haven't had to eat K-rations for the last 3 months.
No time for food now. We must go. Get medic, no?
Did someone call for a medic? Sir Charles Montgomery of Her Majesty's Royal Medic Corps at your service.
Stop drooling, Vinny. Bring leg back over here. Please to help Frenchie. He is losing blood faster than Stalin gets peace.
Forget about Frenchie.
That is a bit of a nasty one now, isn't it? We'll need someone to hold a tourniquet on that. Stop the bleeding.
How the hell can you talk about holding tournaments at a time like this, for Christ's sakes? Hey, am I supposed to stand here all day holding this leg of lamb?
Pull yourself together, man! Put leg down and get tourniquet! Give medic your shot for tourniquet!
Alright, I'm sorry. I gave everything else up to this damn war. Why not the shirt off my back? Here you go, Doc. Hey, you know, too bad I can't give you the monkey, too. Hey, here you go, Fritchie. How you doing?
Never better, mon ami. But that pinch of morphine would do nicely.
Oh, now you're talking, Doc. Break it out.
Funny you should mention that, gentlemen. I think we might have another little brown bottle in this bag somewhere.
Ah, yes, here it is.
All right, blowback. Sweet Jesus, yeah. You want me to roll up my sleeve and bend over for you, Doc?
Oh, you Americans are such colonial...
Death.
I'm not Matt. Here.
Madness. No. I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. For those of you who entered our Voodoo 2 contest, nobody guessed the correct series of winners in the death matches, which was Doc won the Quake 2 death match, and Ripper won both the Unreal and Sin demo death matches. So, we randomly chose a winner from among all those who entered. And the winner was... Slacker951 at AOL.com. That's Slacker951 at AOL.com. Congratulations! We'll contact you about which Voodoo 2 cards you want and get that shipped out to you right away. Thanks everybody for entering. Tune in again next time for more news, views, real-time reviews, and maybe another giveaway. Be cool, everyone. I'm Dr. John.
Okay, alle zusammen jetzt! Wir gehen rein ins Haus! Schnell! Schnell, mein Lieber! Ach du lieber Gott! Ach du lieber Gott! Nein! Du kannst mich nicht! Du kannst mich nicht nehmen! Nein! Mein Fuß!
Hier? Nein! Ach viel!
Mein Fuß!
Mach schnell!
Ist
guckt! Das Statue Liberty!
Mein Lieber! Wir kommen sofort rein und wir kommen rein und reinen!
Deiner!
Und sie kommen zu mir und ich komme zu ihnen! Und wir kommen alle zusammen! Und alle zusammen im Bett!
Ripper! Oh, der Panzer!
Help me, Ripper, help me!
Komm mit mir, meine Liebe, wir gehen ins Bett!
Help me!
Komm mit mir, meine Liebe, und wir gehen ins Bett! Ich kann dir schön meinen Schwanz zeigen!
Kuchen.